At this meeting, she had her full revenge of him. For she told him she wondered what he took her to be, that she should admit any man to a treaty of so much consequence as that of marriage, without inquiring into his circumstances. That if he thought she was to be huffed into wedlock, and that she was in the same circumstances which her neighbours might be in, namely, to take up the first good Christian that came, he was mistaken. That, in a word, his character was really bad, or he was very ill beholden to his neighbours, and that unless he could clear up some points in which she had justly been prejudiced, she had no more to say to him but give him the satisfaction of knowing that she was not afraid to say no either to him or any man else. With that, she told him what she had heard, or rather raised herself by my means, of his character. His not having paid for the part he pretended to own of the ship he commanded. Of the resolution of his owners to put him out of the command and to put his mate in his stead. And of the scandal raised on his morals. His having been reproached with such and such women, and his having a wife at Plymouth and another in the West Indies and the like. And she asked him whether she had not good reason, if these things were not cleared up, to refuse him, and to insist upon having satisfaction in points so significant as they were. He was so confounded at her discourse that he could not answer a word, and she began to believe that all was true by his disorder, though she knew that she had been the raiser of these reports herself. After some time he recovered a little, and from that time was the most humble, modest, and importunate man alive in his courtship. She asked him if he thought she was so at her last shift that she could or ought to bear such treatment, and if he did not see that she didn't want those who thought it worth their while to come farther to her than he did, meaning the gentleman whom she had brought to visit her by way of sham. She brought him by these tricks to submit to all possible measures to satisfy her, as well of his circumstances as of his behaviour. He brought her undeniable evidence of his having paid for his part of the ship. He brought her certificates from his owners that the report of their intending to remove him from the command of the ship was false and groundless. In short, he was quite the reverse.